Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us here on English Plus. I'm your host, Danny, and I'm excited to embark on a brand new series with you today, Career Insights. This series is all about exploring different professions, giving you a glimpse into the day-to-day life of people in various roles, and hopefully helping you appreciate their work a bit more. We live in a diverse world filled with fascinating people doing incredible things, and through this series, we aim to shine a spotlight on them and their stories. Why is this important, you might ask? Well, firstly, by understanding the roles that others play in society, we can foster a deeper sense of empathy and appreciation for their work. We've all had moments where we've wondered, what does a software engineer or a teacher or a chef do in a day? This series will answer that. But that's not all. Secondly, if you're at a crossroads in your career, considering a shift, or even starting your professional journey, these insights could guide your decision-making. Through the first-hand experiences of our guests, you may find a career path that sparks your interest. Lastly, we're all naturally curious beings. Whether or not you're planning a career move, learning about different professions is simply interesting and expands our understanding of the world. Who knows? You might discover a newfound respect for a profession or gain a perspective you've never considered before. So, you might be wondering, who exactly is a software engineer? Well, in simple terms, a software engineer is a professional who applies the principles of software engineering to the design, development, maintenance, testing, and evaluation of software that make our digital world spin around. Imagine this. Every app on your phone, every software on your computer, every program that makes life easier, from sending emails to editing photos, from booking your flights to controlling a Mars rover, you name it, there's a software engineer or likely a team of them tirelessly working behind the scenes. Software engineers are the unsung heroes of our modern world. They are the architect and builders of the digital world, constantly solving problems, squashing bugs, and creating the magical digital experiences we often take for granted. So buckle up, dear listeners, as we embark on this enlightening journey to understand what makes software engineers tick, how their day goes by, and what it takes to stand in their shoes, even if just for a day. Stay tuned for the next part where we dive into the daily routine of a software engineer. And don't worry, it's not all about crunching code. All right, welcome back to the show. So, you're curious about what a typical day looks like for a software engineer, right? Well, here's a hint. It doesn't start with them waking up in a bed of circuit boards and drinking a morning brew of hot, freshly brewed Java code, that is. I'm just kidding. Of course, they drink regular coffee. Well, as regular as a triple espresso shot can be. We all know that's the secret sauce to most programming miracles. But let's kick things off for real. So, the start of the day for our digital maestro often begins with checking emails. This may sound pretty normal to most of us, but here's the catch. For a software engineer, it's not just about replying to a hello, how are you email. It could be anything from updates on ongoing projects, bug reports, messages from other team members, and sometimes a sweet appreciation email from a satisfied client or end user. Once they're all caught up on their inbox, it's time for the daily stand-up meeting. This is not a comedy gig, as the name might suggest. No, it's a brief meeting where the team gets together, in person or virtually, to discuss the plan for the day. In this meeting, each member typically answers three main questions. What did I do yesterday? What will I do today? And are there any obstacles in my way? It's a perfect way to set the day's agenda, align everyone's tasks, and clear any roadblocks ahead. So by the time our software engineer finishes this stand-up meeting, they're all set for the day's journey, fully armed with tasks to conquer and problems to solve. Well, that's not everything, folks. Stick around as we delve into the heart of a software engineer's day, the key tasks and responsibility that keep them on their toes, or more aptly, on their keys. Welcome back. If you thought a software engineer's life is all about binge coding and energy drinks, well, you're partially right, but there's so much more to it. After the morning routine, they dive headfirst into the meat and potatoes of their day. the key tasks and responsibilities. So what does this involve? Let's explore. First up, coding and debugging. This is the heart of a software engineer's job. They spend a considerable amount of time writing code to create new software applications or improve existing ones. It's like crafting a masterpiece, but instead of paints or clay, they use programming languages like Python, JavaScript, or Ruby. And like any good craftsperson, they don't just create, they also fix. Bugs in the code can cause glitches or crashes, and our software engineers are the detectives that find and fix these pesky intruders. But software engineers don't live on an island of code. They're part of a larger team, often working closely with project managers, designers, and other developers. Collaboration is key here. They need to ensure that the software they're developing aligns with the project's objectives, fits the user's needs, and seamlessly integrates with the overall design. It's like being part of a tech orchestra, with each player contributing to the symphony of successful software. Last but definitely not least, software engineers spend time reviewing code and doing quality assurance testing. This is the stage where they meticulously go through the code to make sure it's clean, efficient, and error-free. Imagine being a novelist, and this would be the editing and proofreading stage. Then comes QA testing, where they test the software in all possible ways to ensure it works as expected. If coding is the heart of the job, then testing is the pulse check. It ensures the software is alive, kicking, and ready to serve users. And there you have it, a snapshot of the core tasks that fill a software engineer's day. Intriguing, isn't it? Now, don't dash off just yet, there's more to come after the break. Stay tuned to find out how the day progresses in the life of a software engineer. We'll explore the afternoon and evening routines next. And we're back to continue our journey through a day in the life of a software engineer. So we've delved into the morning routine and core tasks. Now let's fast forward to the afternoon. And no, it's not just lunch and a siesta, although I'm sure our hardworking tech wizards wouldn't say no to that. Afternoons are often dedicated to some of the heavier lifting tasks, such as software design and implementation. Imagine this. If coding is like laying bricks, then software design is like drafting the blueprint. It's all about planning how the software should function, which technologies to use, and how the different components will interact. It's as if they're digital architects designing skyscrapers that live in the cloud. And just like architects, software engineers don't build alone. They often engage in brainstorming sessions with other team members. These sessions are like idea thunderstorms where everyone brings their creative and technical prowess to the table. It's all about problem solving, generating new ideas, and finding innovative solutions. And trust me, when you've got a room or a Zoom call full of bright minds, the sky's the limit. These afternoon tasks can sometimes stretch into the evening, especially when our tech heroes are in the zone, sipping their fourth coffee of the day and cracking the code for a complex problem. But contrary to the stereotype, it's not all about staring at screens and crunching code. Collaboration, creativity, and lots of caffeine are all part of the daily routine. Don't go away, we'll be right back after this break to wrap up a day in the life of a software engineer, and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Welcome back, my dear listeners, to the twilight zone of a software engineer's day. No, not the movies or the books. I'm talking about the evening routine, the final lap in the daily race against bugs and deadlines. So how does a software engineer wrap up their day? Well, it's not just powering off their computers and calling it a day. Although I'm sure they'd love that, there's a bit more to it. First off, they need to update their progress and track their tasks. This is crucial for two reasons. One, it helps them keep track of what they've achieved during the day, which is a great morale booster. And two, it keeps the rest of the team informed. After all, in the orchestra of software development, each musician needs to know what the others are doing. And before they call it a day, they do some planning for the next day. This could involve setting their tasks, jotting down new ideas, or even preparing for a presentation. You know the saying, failing to plan is planning to fail. Well, software engineers take that to heart, And between you and me, I think they just enjoy having another excuse to use their colorful sticky notes and elaborate digital task trackers. That, folks, is how a software engineer wraps up their day, not with a grand exit, but with an organized, forward-thinking routine. Trust me, it's not as mundane as it sounds. Remember, in the world of software engineering, even the routine tasks have a hint of magic and a whole lot of caffeine. Well, stay tuned for the next segment as we step out from the daily routine and take a bird's eye view of the software engineer's work environment. This is going to be interesting. Welcome back to English Plus, where we are journeying through the life of a software engineer. So far, we've explored their daily routine, but now let's switch gears a little. Let's take a step back and examine the bigger picture, the work environment. First up, the physical workspace. Now, here's the fun part. The workspace of a software engineer isn't always just a cubicle in a stuffy office building. In fact, it can be anywhere. A bustling tech company, a cozy home office, a trendy co-working space, or even a beachfront cafe with a killer sea view. Yes, folks, thanks to the magic of the internet, software engineering is a profession that can be as on-site, remote, or hybrid as you want it to be. Speaking of the internet, let's talk about collaborative tools and software. Software engineers work with a bunch of these on a daily basis. And no, they're not just for making their screens look like the cockpit of a spaceship. They use tools like GitHub for version control, Slack for communication, Trello for project management, and so on. These tools are like their digital workbench, where they hammer out code, polish ideas, and screw in solutions. Finally, we can't talk about the work environment without mentioning work culture and team dynamics. While the stereotype often paints software engineers as solitary tech wizards, the reality is quite different. They're usually part of a diverse team, each member bringing unique skills to the table. The work culture encourages creativity, continuous learning, and collaboration. And despite the occasional long hours and tight deadlines, there's often a sense of camaraderie, mutual respect, and a shared love for creating something amazing from lines of code. So, there you have it, the work environment of a software engineer. It's flexible, dynamic, and fueled by innovation. How cool is that? But don't go away, stick around, as up next, we're going to shed light on the long-term career outlook for a software engineer. Trust me, the future is bright and full of codes. And we're back! Now, after hearing about the day-to-day life of a software engineer, you might be wondering, what does the future hold for this profession? Well, I'm glad you asked, because that's exactly what we're going to discuss now. Firstly, let's talk about the current market demand and future trends. To put it simply, the demand for software engineers is huge. With our lives getting more digital by the day and industries all over the globe embracing technology, the need for skilled software engineers is only set to grow. And looking ahead, trends like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and blockchain are paving the way for even more exciting opportunities in the field. So, what does the career progression path look like for a software engineer? Well, it typically starts as a junior software engineer, where you're learning the ropes and honing your skills. From there, you can progress to a senior software engineer, where you're not coding, but also making key decisions about the software's design and architecture. Further up, you could become a technical lead or an engineering manager, overseeing projects and teams. So, as you can see, the path can lead you to some pretty high places, and not just in terms of the floor number in a tech skyscraper. Let's talk about continuing education and professional development. The world of software engineering is always evolving, and to keep pace, it's important to keep learning. This could involve anything from attending workshops, taking online courses, earning certifications, or even getting an advanced degree. It's like being a tech knight, always sharpening your sword to face the dragons of bugs and outdated technologies. And what if you fancy a change? Well, the skills you gain as a software engineer can open doors to other roles in the tech industry. You could transition into data science, project management, cybersecurity, or even start your own tech venture. So the possibilities are really endless. In a nutshell, the long-term career outlook for a software engineer is pretty exciting. there's growth, there's variety, there's a chance to make a real impact, and yes, there are plenty of late night pizza parties too. Welcome back, folks, to English Plus. We've been journeying through the life of a software engineer, and what a journey it's been. Now let's talk about the challenges and rewards in this profession. Because let's face it, it's not all rainbows and perfectly written code. There are thorns in this rose bush. But oh boy, the roses sure smell sweet. Let's start with the challenges. The most obvious one is staying up to date with the ever-evolving tech landscape. It's like riding a super fast train where the tracks are being laid right in front of you. It can be thrilling, but it can also be quite exhausting. There are also the occasional long hours, tight deadlines, and the pressure of troubleshooting tricky bugs. It's not always an easy ride, folks. But oh, the rewards. First up, there's the sheer joy of creating something from nothing. A piece of software that can make lives easier, businesses run smoother, or just provide some fun. Then there's the thrill of solving complex problems, like a digital Sherlock Holmes. And let's not forget the satisfaction of learning new skills and riding the wave of cutting-edge technology. The challenges may be steep, but the view from the top is absolutely worth it. Now, with all the work that goes into being a software engineer, how does one manage a healthy work-life balance? Well, the first piece of advice is to set boundaries and stick to them. That might mean keeping certain hours strictly for work and others for relaxation and personal time. It's also important to take regular breaks during the workday. Yes, that's right. Stepping away from the screen is allowed, even recommended. Lastly, don't forget to take care of your physical health. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and a good night's sleep can do wonders for your productivity and well-being. Welcome back to English Plus. So we've talked about the day-to-day life of a software engineer, the work environment, and the challenges and rewards. Now you might be thinking, sounds great, but how do I actually become a software engineer? Don't you worry, we've got that covered too. First off, let's talk about the necessary skills and qualifications. At a basic level, you'll need a strong grasp of computer science fundamentals. This includes things like data structures, algorithms, and a solid understanding of one or more programming languages. But beyond the technical skills, you'll also need strong problem-solving abilities, attention to detail, and good communication skills. Yes, folks, despite the stereotype, software engineers do need to talk to people. Next up, how to break into the industry. One popular path is to earn a degree in computer science or a related field. But that's not the only way. With the rise of coding bootcamps and online learning platforms, there are now more ways than ever to learn the necessary skills. The key here is to practice, practice, and then practice some more. Building your own projects or contributing to open source projects can give you valuable hands-on experience. And don't forget to showcase your work in a portfolio or on platforms like GitHub. It's like your digital business card, but way cooler. Finally, let's talk about networking and mentorship. Like many professions, breaking into software engineering can be easier if you know the right people. Attend tech meetups, join online communities, connect with professionals on platforms like LinkedIn. You never know where you might find your next opportunity or mentor. And speaking of mentors, having someone who's been there and done that guide you through the journey can be invaluable. So don't be shy, reach out to professionals in the field, ask questions, and soak up all the knowledge you can. Alright folks, we've covered a lot of ground about the life of a software engineer, but now it's time to hear from someone who's living the dream, or the code rather. It's time for our interview segment where we invite professionals to share their first-hand insights and experiences. Today, I'm excited to welcome our guest, Alex Johnson, a seasoned software engineer with over 10 years of experience in the tech industry. Alex, welcome to English Plus.
Thanks for having me, Danny. I'm looking forward to sharing my experiences with your listeners.
Fantastic. Let's start from square one. How did you break into the world of software engineering?
Well, my journey started with a curiosity for how things worked, especially computers. In high school, I started learning to code in my free time, And that passion carried me to university, where I earned a degree in computer science. After graduating, I landed my first job as a junior software engineer at a startup, and it's been a fascinating ride ever since.
That's quite a journey. Now, how about a snapshot of your typical workday as a software engineer?
Sure. My day usually starts with a check-in meeting with my team where we discuss our tasks for the day. Then I usually spend the morning hours coding and debugging. It's when I feel the most focused. The afternoon often involves collaboration with other teams like project managers, designers, or other developers and code reviews. Towards the end of the day, I wrap up any remaining tasks and plan for the next day. It's a dynamic mix of solo and teamwork.
Sounds like a full plate, and I'm sure our listeners are curious. What are some challenges you face in your role?
Great question. I'd say one challenge is the fast-paced nature of technology. It can be daunting to keep up with the latest languages, frameworks, and tools. Also, debugging complex issues can sometimes be frustrating, but it's all part of the job.
And on the flip side, what do you find most rewarding about being a software engineer?
There are several things. The thrill of solving a complex problem is hard to beat. It's a real rush when the solution finally clicks into place. Also, seeing something you've built making a difference, whether it's helping a client or making a user's life easier, is incredibly rewarding. And of course, the continuous learning and growth is personally very fulfilling.
That's inspiring, Alex. What advice would you give to someone looking to break into the software engineering field?
First, I'd say foster a love for problem solving. The job is basically about finding solutions to problems. Secondly, be prepared for lifelong learning. Technology is always changing, so you must be willing to continuously learn and adapt. Lastly, networking is important. The tech community is collaborative, so don't be afraid to attend meetups, ask questions, and learn from others. And remember, persistence is key. The path can be challenging, but it's definitely worth it.
Great advice, Alex. Thank you very much for joining us today and sharing your insight. It's been a real pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine, Danny. Thanks for having me.
That was Alex Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, giving us a glimpse into the life of a software engineer. I hope you found it as insightful as I did. Well, this wraps up our episode on a day in the life of a software engineer. Remember, every journey starts with a single step, or in this case, a single line of code. As we reach the end of this episode, let's take a moment to look back at the insights we've gathered. From understanding the daily life of a software engineer, to the work environment, to the challenges and rewards of this profession, and finally, to the valuable tips from our guest Alex, we've had quite a journey. We learned that being a software engineer requires not just technical skills, but also strong problem-solving mindset, good communication skills, and the ability to adapt to ever-evolving technology. We learned that it's a profession filled with challenges, like keeping up with the fast pace of tech and debugging complex issues, but also filled with rewards, like solving complex problems and making a tangible impact. And if you're inspiring to become a software engineer, remember Alex's advice. Foster a love for problem solving, be prepared for lifelong learning, network with the tech community, and most importantly, persist. I'd like to extend a big thank you to our guest Alex for sharing his experiences and insights, and to you, my dear listeners, for tuning in to English Plus. I hope this episode has given you a clearer understanding of what a career as a software engineer looks like and helps you decide whether it's the right path for you. Next time, we'll continue our Career Insight series with a deep dive into another exciting profession. Stay tuned to find out which one it is. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and always stay curious. I'm your host, Danny, signing off from English Plus. Thanks for listening.